This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I got a bunch of folks run over by a car, stabbed right in front of Big Ben in Parliament. Been on that bridge many times. And you got Al Jazeera viewers celebrating online, almost 100% thumbs up, smiley faces, and in the comments celebrating in Arabic. On the one-year anniversary of the Brussels, Belgium attack that, of course, had nothing to do with Islam either. Muslims in London say Queen Elizabeth has to convert to Islam or leave the country. And then Tommy Robinson rips into laughing leftists at London terror site. Oh, they're celebrating it, too, because, see, they get off on all of it. It's funny to them. They're paid to go out and laugh at survival instinct. They don't let you march against radical Islam in England. We've had Mr. Robinson on before, but here are Muslims in London saying Queen Elizabeth has to convert to Islam or leave the country. Boy, isn't that the religion of peace and equality? And thank God they're having all these women's marches. The leader of the major women's marches came out and called for getting rid of Israel. Whether you love Israel or not, the point is this is Islamic women who aren't even allowed to leave the house unless they're on some errand to, you know, get the general population to go along with their downfall. Leading a bunch of West-hating, man-hating, brainwashed women who are trying to blow up their prosperity like suicide bombers. So here's the Muslims in London. This is CNN. It's actually crazy that they even reported on it.
This is basically showing how we will transform Buckingham Palace into a local mosque for the Muslims.
And what happens to the Queen?
Well, the Queen, she has a choice. She can either become Muslim or she can leave.
And I saw a bunch of other videos this morning where there's like, rah, get out of England. England is ours. Screw the UK. I we can pull that up. Now, here's another one. Tommy Robinson, these people are waging war on us. And then we've got the leftists making jokes about it. Here it is.
Come on, the reality. This is the reality. The reality is this is a war. These people are waging war on us for time. This has gone on for 1,400 years. This is nothing new. And the whole time while this goes on, police leaders or political leaders want to invite more. They want to invite more.
But meanwhile, members of Parliament, the articles are on Infowars.com, are claiming that the suspect's religion is irrelevant. That's right. You're part of a religion that's supposed to take over and not let anybody else of another religion live there. No atheists, no gays, no nothing. But then you have the atheists and the gays saying, bring in Islam. Nick Baggage is coming in. Dr. Nick Baggage to look at the state of the world in studio with us. And then we're going to break down the fact that Democrats are again calling for censoring the independent press. And I know you as an audience know that, but think about that every minute. They want to muzzle the opposition to globalism that wants to make you poor and stupid and break down our society. This is a war. You have to take it like a war and have pleasure, like it's a video game, but for real, when you're sharing links, when you're sharing articles, when you're sending out information. Don't engage the trolls. They admittedly hire by the millions and have sock puppet bots to counter us by hateful comments back and forth. Just keep getting info out, links out. Just bring people together around basic Western freedom, and we can do it together. So every color of people can live in peace, but under a free market idea of live and let live, true libertarianism, Western Renaissance. The globalists have already set it up demographically where they are going to have total sectarian war forever by design. We absolutely must convert people, no matter what color they are, to the unifying cosmology of Americana, which is freedom and human empowerment and daring and rugged individualism and transparency in government and low taxes, not elitism. The left has allied with Islam because The left now is an Orthodox cult, controlling language, controlling everything. It is a classical cult.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me, heavens wide. You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, Shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I was just talking to Dr. Nick Begich, who I've just met for the first time. I've been interviewing him for about 20 years.
Right.
And he's a best-selling author. Of course, his father was a famous a reformer and a congressman who was killed in a plane crash, clearly by foul play. Dr. Begich believes, I think it's clear, his brother obviously was just an outgoing U.S. senator from Alaska. And nobody has trailblazed more in the last 23 years or so since you've been, at least I know of your books being out, than Dr. Nick Begich. Going to the patents and going to the research and going to the white papers of what they admit they've got. And so I want to talk about the breakaway civilization. I want to explain what that is. I want to talk about what globalism is as a breakaway civilization, what this challenge of nation states is to this system. And then if we're just now having them admit that, okay, your TV and your toaster are you know, watching and listening to you, what else is going on? Well, Begich was talking about that, again, 20 years ago, and now here it is. And I didn't just have Begich as a source. I had NSA whistleblowers, you name it. And I was like a mainline Republican, kind of libertarian, when I first got on air 20 years ago. I knew some stuff, but I just – it was my listeners that were actually informed and my guest. And – here we are. So he's with us a little bit in the next hour, and then we're going to hopefully get him down to South by Southwest. And so I was thinking of having you, you know, go down as like, you know, the expert on the technocracy and just look how they're selling it down there. But I know you've already been there, so perhaps you could speak some to that. But really just prefacing this, most folks know who you are, obviously, with your earthpulse.com and the great organization you run trying to inform people how you exposed the Tesla technologies that the FBI seized. HARP, the betrayal of science and society and the soul, your Earth Rising series, your mind control book, you go off what's admitted. And again, it's way beyond what we even see in the news today. But I just want the right-wing people to understand, the left-wing people to understand, everybody. It's all about making you think you're part of the system or you're part of some winning group when you buy into the whole control paradigm. There's no doubt that you're not part of the elite, that there's only a few hundred of these people, and they're not even winners either. They're psychopaths, basically. That's my opinion. We'll get yours. I'll give you the floor here in a moment. But that's really what's so frustrating to me is they believe they're ugly. They're projecting their hatred on the general public. They're setting up cultural systems to make us ugly and dumb, and it's working. But it feeds back and only makes them worse. And some elites are recognizing this because at the level I've gotten, I've pretty much talked to you name it. I'll just leave it at that. And even a lot of their own people are freaked out, or their wives or their husbands are freaked out at the people that are right next to the highest level. They claim there's a 6,000 group super class that manages things. I was been offered to be part of that. But that's the gophers. There's 6,000 gophers. There's only a few hundred people at the top that are managing this thing, and it's the darkest, most evil thing. So I also want to talk about today the heart of it. Maybe we should start at the end. Where are they taking us from your deep research? Where is it going, Dr. Begich? Because I know you like to only show people what's going on, let them make their own conclusion. But we've talked privately. Maybe we should start at the end and then go back to the beginning. What governs it? What is it? We know it's taking us somewhere bad. It admits it. It says it's a post-human world. What are we facing? It's great to have Dr. Nick Begich. I'm not going to go into all of his degrees and all the things he's been involved in, and all the things that you know, all over the world, and also representing Native tribes successfully to get them major concessions in oil and gas, you name it, a true Robin Hood for the people. So it's great to have you here, my friend.
Thank you very much, and it's my pleasure to be here with you, Alex. It's you know, 20 years of working together, and finally we get to see each other. And this is a tough time, and I wanted to come down, meet you in Austin, and show my support for you and encourage listeners. You know, the alternative news is the only real news. And, Alex, you've been at this as long as I have. We started around the same time. And it is time to wake up, America. It's time to recognize that the support that people like Alex need right now is critical to retaining the republic. And there's a lot of issues out there, but the most pressing issues right now have now come into the forefront. 20 years of talking about personal privacy and liberty being stripped away from us a slice at a time, and here we are in 2017 at the threshold of big changes, and the left is panicked. They're panicked because the agenda is over. The game is up, and people are waking up.
Again, I'm going to try not to interrupt, because if I do, we know where that goes. But if I had 10 extra crew members, I would have them chronicle everything you say, I say, other people say. I remember you 15 years ago saying, Alex, things are going to get bad, but they're going to get better. By sometime around before 2020, we're predicting a mass awakening, and the elite are scared of these massive human potentials. I know you can't get into a lot of it because you've talked to some groups and some of the elite and some classified stuff, but there are groups in the elite that actually want to empower humanity. The big dominant group is wanting to suppress it. I'm getting chills. I know Trump is a true attempted breakthrough. That's what he said in his state of his inaugural. There's life extension. We're about to unlock the keys. They know the keys are already being unlocked. Trump wants to transfer that to people. I'm getting chills. But how did you predict that at least 15 years ago, that around this time, this would be the big battle?
Well, you know, going back to the beginning of the work, it was in the mid-90s, and when we started looking at the trends and really tracking those trends, and not with in the phone booth kind of conversation, with real hard documents, something that we're well known for, it became obvious where it was headed. And at some point, you know, the public gets to the point where they just won't stand it anymore. And the objective of the public is information, public media. The critical element is not just saying whatever you want, it's keeping the informed public. That's what freedom of the press was about. Why I got involved in this was we saw the mainstream, really the corporate tool for manipulating not just culture, but I travel all over the world. We see the same overlays in Europe, in the U.S., Latin America, but they kind of culturally correct it so that they can influence the same outcomes. And that's where we are today.
They're using the anthropology, and they admit it, and it's just when you see it, it's so sick. Like PSAs, don't sleep with your baby, give it formula. Well, they know that reduces IQ 15, 20 points, makes the person basically a sociopath. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, and that's exactly it. It's a case of dumbing the population down. I was in public education for a number of years, looking at how that has changed. Where are the thinking people? And they're plugged into the alternative media where there is a remnant of truth that comes out.
Exactly. Dr. Becker, so what does it say about an elite, not just in their white papers, when they want to dumb people down and then disease us? Because you're always saying, Alex, you worry about vaccines all day. It's the electromagnetic. That's where the real – they really want to raise your chair for some reason. Let's just go ahead and do it because for some reason it popped down. Hey, it's live. It's no big deal, folks. We're teleprompter free here. This is the best part of the show. Again, Dr. Nick Beggs is our guest. That happens to me all the time. I'll hit the button and, like, falls down.
Oops.
Who cares? But, I mean, seriously, we're not here – they script themselves as saviors of the earth wanting to tax carbon. While they're genetically engineering, doing all this stuff we know is actually hurting the earth – and then they admit in their own internal documents they're going to overwrite the whole planet. They think they're God, like Promethean engineers, you know, in the Prometheus movie. That's who they think they are. And they just think we're like a bug. I mean, even Elon Musk last month said, oh, you'll assimilate or you'll just be squashed like a bug.
Well, and this is the attitude. It's the lack of humanity in multinationals. You know, the Supreme Court's given multinationals and global organizations the same rights as living human souls. This is a big problem. This is taking away.
And now they want to give computers souls and, quote, tax them. But that means the elites program them. They're not human.
That's correct. And in fact, I read a statistic today. 57% of jobs worldwide are going to evaporate over the next 10 to 15 years. Now, what happens to all those people? And, you know, even today in the United States, the statistics just came out in the New York Times, rising suicide rates among white males, white women. By over 130% increases over the last
24 U.S. soldiers commit suicide a day, record number. That's a test program group. Just like the black community is a test group, the military is a test group of taking our best people and killing them, enslaving them, dumbing them down. But you've got to toot your horn. Talk about Earth rising. Even before the book came out, you talked about what the elite are scared of and how you were able to predict around 2017, 2018 this was coming a decade plus ago. How did you do it?
The Earth Rising, the Revolution was a book written just pre 9/11, and it was published in 2000 as a warning. Over 640 source documents were cited showing the trends in terms of personal privacy and personal liberty. The things you see now in the mainstream about surveillance, we were talking about this almost 17 years ago.
Skip it.
And it was really clear to see where we were headed. And where we're headed is where we are right now, at the point of revolutionary thinking on both the left and the right. But the kind of revolution we need is a revolution of thinking again.
Getting outside left and right. And just like I was thinking, the left is just one of the modalities of the elite right now. But there is a left-right system, but that paradigm is false. People
That's
say,
right.
well, get outside of it. I coined that term. Then they say, why are you in it? We have to go into it to deconstruct it, go outside of it to show people. But they're not the left now saying, don't use these words, don't say this, don't do that. They're openly trying to program. And then notice the anti-human message, the anti-family message.
And that really is it. It's just really taking the humanity out and looking at us as taxpayers, consumers, as people that really don't have much to do except to be the drones for an elite class.
And now they say we're not needed. So who are the globalists? What's their end game? How do you think we're doing in our awakening?
I think people are awakening. I think this election was a prime example of it. Both the left and the right changed their views in terms of how this election went. Hillary was rejected because she's an evil person. I mean, what can I say? She's one of the most manipulative, power-hungry, entitlement attitude towards government.
And I can fairly say you come out of the classic good left Americana that we know of just being democratic, and you're saying that.
I am. And in fact, I haven't been a Democrat in a number of years, but I am in a very well-known Democratic family in my region of the world. And, you know, my Christmas holidays are a big debate. And what we know is the left and right paradigm doesn't matter. I have both in my family, and we can still get along. We can still debate heavily and come to informed conclusions. That's what the American public really wants, is a discussion, an open discussion, not a panic party of the left. And that's what we're seeing right now. Why? Because they're unraveling, because what they've tried to do in manipulating the population and taking us to a place that none of us want to go is over. The attacks on Trump is because he's effective, because he's making a difference. He took the media. He continues to take the media right where he wants them. And unfortunately, you know, we have to still use alternative to get the data. You know, something I had suggested at one point was bringing back the fireside chat, which I heard one of your guest hosts mentioning again on the air yesterday. This is something Roosevelt did when the media and the elites did not like him when he came in. He had a weekly show. He did his time. He gave people direct information and bypassed the media entirely. That's what we need again today, and that's what we're seeing, is we're seeing a bypass of the media. It's not controlled. It's not scripted. And that is changing all of it.
Absolutely. You know, Roosevelt did some things I didn't like, but he was a complex character. There really were coup attempts against him.
Right.
The Germans tried it.
Right.
The McCormick-Dickstein Committee exposed that. And he really did have to bypass the media, I guess, Hearst and others at the time. So whether you love him or hate him, his model is what Trump should be doing.
I totally believe it. I think a direct access to the public, bypass the media, that's the answer in the 21st century. We have to recognize the media is a flat world. You can take control of it if you want to by jumping in. No one's going to ignore the president of the United States, but they're certainly going to manipulate
sure.
his speech.
Now, I know we've had a few private discussions and things, but you've obviously worked and interviewed and been involved in some research about why the elites are poisoning us, dumbing us down. It's not just to control us. They're worried about something that humans are advancing into. Now, whether you believe this or not, folks, the elite, from my own research, believe this, but I know I've asked you twice. You're not getting into it right now. I guess, can you get into what? I mean, I know you don't get into the realms of speculation, but what the elites believe and what they're trying to suppress.
Actually, it is the next evolution of human beings. It's where we reach our higher states of awareness, where we have control of what is referred to biblically as the gifts of the spirit. Others call extrasensory perceptions. The military calls anomalous human capabilities. I had the opportunity.
It happens all the time when you're synced up with people.
That's correct.
That's what family is.
That's what it is. In fact, it's the typeset. It's the program. You know, what you do in a family and creating union between two people is a typeset. It is what we are supposed to be doing with everyone. We recognize our connection to everyone. We recognize that we have the ability to reach a higher state of awareness.
And that's obviously what Martin Luther King or anybody that was awake says. It's about not what color we are, where we're from. It's what we stand for, what we build, what we do. And then it's the opposite of collectivism. It's individualism, but it moves to a collective because that's what individuals will choose to do when the time comes.
It is indeed. And it is about individual choices, about individual direction. And through that strong individual character, a nation is built. Not by groupthink, squishy groupthink. And that's what we're seeing way, way too much of within our educational systems, within the way the media tries to herd us into a direction.
And we've seen a devastating defeat, not just here, but across the planet, of groupthink. Look, Wilders won in the Netherlands. The Nationalists won in Austria. I've looked at the numbers. They were like 15, 20 points ahead. Everywhere else, though, they have real elections. The Nationalist is winning. And again, that's what's exciting. Not that Nationalists are perfect, but globalists are the big corporate world government board, right? Technocracy, in their own words, they're bringing in the final revolution that ends competition. That's why they're the shared enemy. And the fact that it's the intelligence agencies that we've both been huge critics of, but they got decompartmentalized by your books and the research and great shows like Coast to Coast AM. You can laugh at some of the fun stuff they do, but that was a big icebreaker.
Right.
And the intelligence agencies listened to us and they said, my God, you're right. To the point I've learned from so many sources, from CIA assassins, to war heroes, to former CIA section chiefs, to top analysts, to you name it, in different agencies, to deputy directors, to heads of technical of the NSA, that literally my show and the guests we had were the critical junctures the last 20 years and other broadcasts to see what they were already seeing and then to decompartmentalize.
Yeah, and this is exactly it. And it's the nature of independent research. You know, most of the stuff that I've covered, in fact, everything I've ever printed was non-classified time it was used. That doesn't say that it wasn't classified later. But the fact of the matter is,
they reclassify a lot of stuff you've covered.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the fact of the matter is we have an opportunity to change the country and making an example for the world, not interfering in all the world's politics, but recognizing the sovereign right of independent countries to function within their boundaries.
And leading by the fact we are the greatest expression of the Renaissance, even if we've wilted, it can come back.
It can come back, and it is coming back. In fact, some of the best science minds in the world I had an opportunity to meet here in Dallas a few years ago while I was working with the Lay Institute on Technology. These are some of the top people in science in terms of consciousness. And the whole issue was on the idea of mind effects and what we can do with the human mind. And this group, to a person, recognizes that this next evolution, this is the challenge of the 21st century. Fully awake individuals. And, you know, the one thing that stops us from reaching that is fear and worry. You cannot reach higher states of awareness.
And you always keep telling me this, and people thought I was in fear. I was more in anger,
right,
trying to agitate people to get involved. But now, more and more, when I turn loose of even fear that I'm not doing, I don't physically fear for myself or anything. I fear that I'm not doing a good enough job. It's like a guilt. And finally, I'm saying I'm doing the best I can. And when the guilt peels away, My thought process is like five times stronger.
Absolutely. And this is the key element. You do the best you can. That doesn't mean we always win. It just means that we keep trying. And that is the essence of it. If every single person listening to this broadcast woke up in the morning and made an effort for change in this country, even a small one, they add up. There's millions of people listening. There's millions of people participating. There's an organization.
And it's not just the physical action, is it, the third dimension? It's been proven by mathematics that us consciously wanting,
right,
something, it isn't like magic, like The Secret, it just happens. No, we can build. Look what we've done. It interconnects, and our dreams are interconnected.
This actually is in fact, the truth of the matter. A collective consciousness, if you will, a direction that's moved. Now, the elite understand this. That's why they use the media the way they will.
Well, they poison the collective consciousness.
That's exactly right. By keeping people in a constant state of agitation and fear, we're already defeated. We have to let it go. We have to recognize that fear is conquered by knowledge and action, effective action.
So when I cover an Islamic attack, I'm going to be clear. I'm not trying to create fear. I'm saying, look how they're lying.
That's
and
right.
Saying this isn't an attack. They're using this to take your freedoms. We shouldn't allow this.
That's exactly right. Now I have a business partner in Germany. And in Germany, they suppress everything about Islam in terms of what they're doing. And there were, at one point, hundreds of rapes across the country.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't reported. In fact, the media isn't allowed to talk about religion in the context of reporting the news.
And that's come out in the news. That's come out.
Oh, yeah. And this, and you know, when I speak to my friends in Germany, now in Germany,
you're being conservative, by the way. It was hundreds of rapes in per major city.
Yes,
per year.
Correct. That's correct.
And like something like 80-something% were Islamic, and the cops are not allowed to say it.
Yep.
And then the German news goes further and says, German men rape.
no, and this is wrong, and this is fundamentally wrong, and this is what's got Europe.
Dr. Nick Baggage is amazing. When we come back, I want to ask you, why are the globalists so in bed with Orthodox radical Islam? How can we reform Islam? Because I don't want to be at war with these people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. The Fed recently decided to increase interest rates, but this increase isn't likely to be the last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in the perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You'll be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates again. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This planet and human intelligence is an unbelievably rich brain trust. And imagine if you're the elite, you want to control technology just like they've done for thousands of years. You want to control access to it. Dr. Nick Baggage, unlike anybody else, has been not so much a futurist, somebody that took what was already going on, and now we see it has become our dominant future. So I'm going to try to let him break all this down. But I said, so you're from South by Southwest? I heard you were in town. He said, no, I came just directly, you know, to talk to you because I, you know, see in the news where they're saying you're a Russian agent, you're under criminal investigation for actually being a Russian agent. Just insane. It's a chilling effect to the president, anybody that supports him. They're now calling Rand Paul, saying you are a agent of Putin. They're now Congressman Nunes was under, quote, calls for investigation by the Democrats because he said, yeah, Trump's being surveilled. He's the head of the House Intelligence Committee. He's been told by the agencies the president is being surveilled. But they admitted he was being surveilled months ago. So it's just such a war on reality. Speaking of funding the operation, everything we do is sell something that we personally use that's high quality, so that, you know, we care about the listeners, but also so you like it and want to order more of it. It's a 360 win. My dad, who is a dentist and former oral surgeon, he's retiring this year, produced Super Blue, even did the design, non-fluoride toothpaste produced by the biggest maker here in the United States, with iodine, nano silver, peppermint, and tea tree oil. And we also have super high-quality storable foods. We're not living in fear. We have the foods so that we're secure and aren't afraid. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the United States now after only 8 years because they have the highest quality and lowest prices. I can get lower prices contractually by having sales occasionally, by private labeling the storable foods. We sell both their full line and then it's private labeled InfoWars Select. Very same food, made the same time. It's 30 to 40% off. We only run this a few times a year. We're running it right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsSelect.com, so it'll take you right to the page that has the food on it. But InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And it doesn't mean Trump's perfect or Pence certainly isn't perfect, but by wearing a Trump-Pence 2020 shirt, when they want to intimidate free speech, you meet like-minded people, you stand up against the bullies, and at $9.95, we make like $5 on the shirt, and it helps us fund the operation. So get that as well. That's going to go up in price here pretty soon. But out of the gates, I wanted to discount it. You can find all the books and films and more that Dr. Begich has produced or written at earthpulse.com. Really trailblazing stuff. So I know in the last 5 years or so, you've not been on air as much. You've not been doing as much. You were telling me we're taking care of a lot of research and things. Now you're kind of back, full power, because you were telling me this is the time, what we're seeing. And so I'm going to try to shut up now, break down other big trends, where you think this is going. What do you think the globalists are going to do next?
Well, a couple of things that are coming up. One is, of course, quantum computing, which we've talked about a little bit before. But I want to get into this a little bit today because quantum computing is going to change everything. I mean, supercomputers today are huge by any stretch of the imagination. Quantum computing will do in 1 hour what a supercomputer does today in a trillion years. Let me say that again. The quantum computers that are coming will do in 1 hour what supercomputers today do, if they could, in a trillion years. This is a huge, huge change. That means all the data that's been collected, all the information that's been collected by private organizations, by government, and by others, is all of a sudden going to become hackable instantly. I mean, think about it. There will be no security code. There will be no security on any computer system anywhere in the world. Whoever breaches this first essentially wins. They can hack through everything. Then the data becomes useful, even more so than it is today. I mean, to target individuals is fairly easy to do in terms of tracking data. But where we're headed takes it to a level that will allow computers to predict things about people that they won't even know about themselves. I mean, this is where it's headed. In fact, where it is today is on the threshold of that. The other is superconductivity, and they've developed some new technologies are just now coming that will get us room temperature superconductivity. What does that mean? That means energy, one of the most important commodities in the world, could be produced anywhere in the world and delivered in a way without line loss. What that means is you don't need oil pipelines. You can produce energy at the point of production and literally transmit it around the world. This will change everything about everything. These two trends in technology will change the world. At the same time as the elite builds its agenda to strip down humanity into a subpart of sort of who we are, we need to recognize what we are as created human beings, created in the image of a creator with fundamental power that's been recognized, that's been told to us, that's been predicted for millennium. And it's here now. It's here. I see it emerging. The countermeasure are an awake public. It only takes a few to make a huge difference. And that few is rising into the
humans built this technocracy. We can tear it down. And if the globalists miscalculate and think that they're going to construct something to enslave us, that's really the test to take us to the next level. But if you think about that, that's why they're in a race with this quantum computing, try to break in and control things. But the group or the country or the people that will actually be immune from it will be those that aren't plugged into any of it. So we're building our own downfall by putting back doors into everything. and racing with this AI. Talk about the story of Atlantis.
Well, you know, when I think about
whether it's mythical or whatever, the point right. is you blow up your own, your technology gets so advanced.
Exactly. And or the Tower of Babel, if you will, in the same vein, your technology grows to the point where you literally are a threat to yourself and others. And we've been there a long time. The issues of personal privacy, I think, are better than the nuclear threats, quite frankly, because they take away the essence of what we are as human beings. The idea that we're creative, independent, that we have the possibility of doing all of these things that man is trying to create. Because man, basically, with technology, tries to duplicate what nature already does, what God has already created.
And in the early stages, the way they've designed the computers is we're being sucked into it like a face sucker. We're already losing our humanity. You can see the metrics, IQ, you name it.
Right.
It's already hurting us. So where does this go?
It is. And when you look at just sort of the way social media is shaped today, I don't do social media, and some say I should. But my reason is it really isn't the way human beings should be interfacing. It's not the way we should be communicating. We should be doing it in person and doing it personally. It's why I'm here in Austin today is a personal contact matters, and Alex Jones today needs support by those he supported over the years, and I'm here to do that. And what I want
I didn't ask you to come do this. I appreciate it. I guess you just sense it's a critical time.
It is, and it is a critical time, and it's a time when the voices cannot be silenced. It's time that the voices of the opposition to what has been rise up and are heard in our communities, in our schools, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, not in a confrontational, angry way, but in an accurate and concise way. What I see here on the table is a stack of documents. These aren't something pulled out of the air. Alex works with the facts. He has always worked.
Well, sure, they always accuse us of manufacturing something. What? We said they're spying on Trump because they said they were. Now it's admitted.
Right.
They hate us because we are accurate.
Well, and the reality is, every bit of electronic data is retained by government. Our allies, even the heads of state of our allies, are hacked by our government. Back in the days when my dad was in the Congress in the early 70s, every congressional office was bugged and monitored by the FBI, and J. Edgar Hoover was blackmailing congressmen as a way of manipulating public policy. Nothing's changed.
Why do you think they killed your dad?
He was too effective. He had done
stand up against him.
He had done a lot, and he had booted a few of them out of his office in a not very polite way. My dad was someone that believed in people. He grew up poor. He worked his way up. He was a first generation American, and I can tell you the values that the Democratic Party once had were lost long ago. They were for working people. They were for the average guy, and they're not anymore.
I think that's why Stephen Bannon comes out of working class Democrats.
That's right. And a lot of us,
most of the people actually defeating the Democrats now were Democrats.
That's right, because we recognized the fallacy of the public policy that Democrats were trying to shove down the throats of Americans.
And how do you get unions for NAFTA and GATT and TPP?
Well, you know, this is really, you know, again, the big changes. Now, I worked in the union movement and the teachers' unions in Alaska, and I can tell you, it's not about people in those organizations so much anymore. There's good people within those organizations.
Excuse me, this is breaking news. Nick Meggers is with us right now. U.S. Senate votes to let internet providers share your web browsing history without permission. Print that for me. I hope that hasn't passed the House yet. Wow, let's find out more. That just happened today. Sorry, Dr. Beggins, but exactly what you were just covering.
And this is it. You know, and this is exactly what I'm talking about.
God, talk about now. You think you erase your browsing history just because it's your private, and now they always had it. Now they're going to sell it. Good
right.
God.
And it's really the opposite that should be happening. You know, the camera should turn.
You know, that was that's Alphabet. That's that new thing that Schmidt's running. He says is the biggest. He thinks they already have quantum computing. Go ahead.
They may very well.
Sorry, go ahead.
And the fact is, it's the cameras need to turn the other direction. There should be a camera in every congressional office. There should be a camera in every government.
In Schmidt's office.
Because they work for us. And we ought to have an access to what's going on there.
Schmidt makes his mistresses and girlfriends wear hoods over their heads like Michael Jackson's kids. He wants his privacy, but then he says, I can't have it.
That's exactly it. And this is the nature of the elite. It's the nature of government. We're supposed to have a transparent government, a government that represents us, and we ought to be able to look in the window and see what it's doing. And we can't do that. Instead, the opposite is happening. The American public The public, the world's public, for that matter, is the most surveyed. We are a threat because we still think independently. That's what needs to be maintained, is the independence of thinking, free of the media manipulation that happens every day. This is what people rejected in this last campaign in the United States. This is what they rejected in Great Britain. They rejected the status quo because the status quo was not working.
And isn't it funny? People thought Trump was going to be pro-NSA. Now he's the biggest enemy of the surveillance state. Overnight, it just gets better and better. Every time I think Trump's wrong on something, then he actually turns around and trolls them. Trump does some really interesting things. I don't want to just sit here and grovel about Trump all day, Dr. Begich, but I got to tell you, he is really shaking them up. They are all over the news saying kill him, organize a coup, overthrow the government. They have the former deputy head of defense department going around saying it's time to overthrow him. That's illegal. So what do you think Trump's doing? Because I know he doesn't want to move against them. They'll say he's a fascist, but at a certain point, if they're organizing an overthrow of the press, they're calling for Drudge to be shut down today, Federal Election Commission, Democrats, I mean, they can shut Drudge down. I've seen folks with these articles come out and go, good, I'll be bigger if Drudge is gone. Idiots. I don't mean our audience, but people that don't get it. If they can shut him down, they can shut us all down.
And the fact of the matter is, we have to be able to tolerate differing opinions. That's what freedom of the press is about. That's what this country is about, is the idea that we can debate, that we can invigorate the public debate to the point in which we actually get conclusions that support what the
sure.
public needs. And what we have is the neutered news, is what I call it, because here we have gone from strong editorial positions on both sides of issues to a news that believes it ought to be neutral when, in fact, it never is. From the time they assign the reporter to the time that the information is delivered, it's always manipulated to serve those that pay the media's bills.
Where are we historically then right now? I mean, there's a big awakening happening. The elites are pulling all the stops. All these super technologies are coming out or they're being suppressed. The term breakaway civilization gets used. But they say they want elite city-states now where they tax us and control us, but they're exempt within those confines. I mean, that's not Elysium out in space. That's Elysium here on Earth.
Right. And this is, I think this is really what it's about. And the elite already have it. You know, there's a lot of things people don't recognize about even citizenship within the country. You know that corporations can go anywhere in the world and re-domicile, but you can't. As an American citizen without the State Department's permission, you can't even quit being an American. You don't have the right to quit.
You're like a slave.
You are, in fact, a slave. And, in fact, you cannot even, and if you want to leave for tax reasons, that's not allowed. It's not a permitted reason to leave. Look it up in the tax code. You'll see it yourself. You are locked into this place as a taxpayer, whether you like it or not. But if you're an American corporation, you can dump this place, move to somewhere else, and be perfectly fine and not pay a nickel here. Hopefully we see Trump do what he said, is try and repatriate
He's
some
trying.
Of that money.
That's what I mean. The elites need to stop being such jerks, so greedy, so hateful, so disdainful. And I know I'm being silly. A lot of them are very cold-blooded. That's why we're at this place.
Right.
Don't they instinctively get, if they try to F everybody over, they're going to get sucked into it? They don't seem to know everything's interconnected.
That is exactly it. And in fact, when you look at what's happening globally in terms of how people are reacting, it's happening all over. People
it's
are
same, sick whether it's Brazil or England.
That's right. We're all sick and tired of being used as slaves to support the few. And when you see the concentration of wealth continuing, you know why there's so many suicides in this country? They report full employment. But if you were working in the auto industry making $60,000 or $65,000 a year, now you're working at $7,000 or $11,000 and $15,000 a year, you don't feel employed.
You can't even pay your bills. They start taking your cars, taking your kids, you taking your house, you're on the street, they blow their heads off.
And this is what's driving it. You know, the reporting and the way the news is manipulated, the fact of the matter is we are not better off. We're worse off. It used to be tradesmen could support a family, send his kids to college.
And Trump was honest about that. He said, we're falling apart. These are fake numbers. And they go, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. Everybody's known for 30 years they got fake employment numbers and fake numbers on stuff like inflation.
That's exactly right. And when you really look at it, just ask the average mother going to the grocery store. You know, when she had to make a choice between water and milk for her kids because of what has happened in this country and what continues to happen in this country as it's completely undermined.
Well, just drink the tap water. It's safe.
Right. But here we are. We're in the 21st century and we're walking backwards. And the only thing that technology has done is improve the entertainment world. But when we think about the individual lives of people, we're not any better off.
What's happened is the elite have all created this cosmology of the super future and they'll call us back and, you know, do all this stuff. But the truth is they see it affects them and their families. They're not going to get away with this. They're just going to ruin the planet and just create a giant hell war. Because I love how they say, we want world government to stop war. Then they're the ones constantly starting them.
That is exactly right. And if you look at the nature of it, I mean, America wasn't a country that interfered with everybody's politics 200 years ago. We were the opposite. We stayed out of people's politics. We were supposed to be an example that the rest of the world would follow. And now we have the policy of imposition. We don't like what's going on. I mean, the Russians, if they hacked the DNC, they ought to get a medal for it, in my opinion.
Well, sure. Trump said, okay, I don't know anything about the Russians. I'm not involved. But if you got it, release it. Because right. It's criminal emails they're covering up.
That's exactly
right. It doesn't
right.
matter. She had an illegal server. She let it get grabbed by the Russians. That's their job.
That's exactly
right. And then they say we're Russian agents because we say that.
Well, and Hillary had a problem with servers generally anyway. So I mean,
always smashing really them with hammers.
But when you think about all of this, again, it is time for an awakening. And that awakening is happening now. And that's what's going
to
change.
Well, I want you to, in about 10 minutes, get some lunch. But I want to just get you on camera. Boom. Dr. Nick Begich just... Like Nick Begich, the next 50 years. Like, and I'll have like an intro to it. Nick Begich predicted the current world we live in 20 years ago. Now he gives you the next 20. This is the InfoWar. We'll be back.
All right.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Just talking to Dr. Begich during the break. Alex Jones here back live from broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas. Despite the fact they're openly calling to shut us down, saying we're being investigated for being Russian agents. They're all over the news saying shut down Drudge Report. Their U.S. Senate votes to let Internet providers share your web browsing history without permission. That's The Verge. We'll link that up on Infowars.com. The media is telling us that Muslims aren't killing us. It just gets crazier and crazier. But the good news is the hoax began to collapse. Nunes came out, House Intelligence Committee chairman, and said, yeah, they were spying on Trump. They were in the newspaper saying they were, but I've seen it. They were. But the arrogance, the attempt of CNN, MSNBC, others to think that they could, after they admitted they were spying, but nothing was there, turn around and say they never did it and impeach Trump, and now they want to overthrow him, just shows, I don't get why sometimes people that they just are invincibly ignorant. They're on power trips. They don't get what's happening. But then I was asking you, what do you really see for the future? And you're like, well, this is kind of the getting a big, you know, breath of air if we're getting a fight. You think some really nasty stuff's to come. So tell us what you see in the future.
Well, a couple things. First of all, I think we're going to see the trend in international terrorism increase at a really rapid rate and exponentially from what we're seeing today. These are just the beginnings of a very...
And why did the globalists bring them all in?
And this is it. It's deconstructing Europe. It is deconstructing our allies in a way that is totally altering the complexion of those countries. In fact, over a couple of generations, not even, you're going to see a huge change because of birth rate differences.
What's crazy, you said this 20 years ago. Now the head of the UN committee says we want to end Europe. I mean, it's just total declaration of evil. Look at this.
And these independent countries are independent because they have cultural differences that don't allow them to fully integrate. That's why the EU got greedy. The elite got greedy and started to push the agenda way, way too fast. And as a consequence, the backlash has begun. They call it a nationalist backlash.
What's the quote? You know, the stroke that's too hard many times misses?
That's exactly right. And, you know, and so what the public has done is pick up that 2x4 and start beating the government in the head with it. And it's long overdue. The fact is, the right is rising now. In a lot of the countries in Europe, you're not going to see them. It's going to be in the voting booth that the right is recognized because they're not going to get into the debate. In Germany particularly, where you even speak some of this and you're subject to arrest. It's worse than Russia.
Or they blackball you.
That's exactly right. They take away your livelihood and they crush you. If you're trying to report in the media in Germany and you touch these issues, they're going to crush you. The fact of the matter is, when Germans go in the voting booth, they're going to vote way more to the
Merkel's right. Already lost three elections, but she's still holding on as his parliamentary. And I think there's massive fraud involved.
There's a time when this is going to end. And I think first we're going to see some really rough and difficult times. I think economically we're at a very difficult place. The fact that it hasn't collapsed already is really pretty surprising to me. There are some things, if Trump can deliver on his agenda and get the Congress behind him on the economic platform that he presented, we have a chance of accelerating in the U.S. while the rest of the world collapses because it cannot sustain at the current.
Well, that's what I see. I see Trump, as you said, an economic bomb earlier off air, really shaking people up. He could be a detour around the really horrible times, but the elite are fighting it, all the rest of it. So if we don't get this detour, it goes into some really rough territory.
Really rough. And I think one of the reasons they're attacking the Russians so strongly right now is they did a bunch to try and gut the Russian economy a few years ago when the ruble fell to half. Well, that's happened in this current generation three different times. And the Russian people rise up out of the dust of that and continue to march on. Now, if our currency dropped to half its value, we would have rioting in the streets and a complete collapse of this country because we couldn't sustain it. So we need to recognize, why are the Russians a threat? Because they sustain through the worst of times, rise up out of their ashes, and start again. And they're not the evil empire.
That's what the globalists hate, is that they wanted to use Hitler to take them out. Hitler was set up for that. He failed.
Yep.
And so now they're trying it again. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.